You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's Food Friday. We'll learn about how to entertain outdoors and what to cook for those outdoor gatherings. First, around 4:30 Central Time today, reports of military activity in the Turkish capital of Ankara and its most populous city, Istanbul, indicated a coup was underway in the country. The country's prime minister has gone on TV and announced that a portion of the military has made a coup attempt on the government of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkey has seen successful military takeovers before. Joining us now to tell us more about what this could mean for the country's future and for American foreign policy in the region, we have Saeed Khan with us. He's a lecturer in Near East and Asian Studies at Wayne State University. Saeed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, obviously, this is underway, very confusing, a lot going on there. What do we know with confidence right now about what's going on?
Well, what we do know is what has been so far the reaction on the street in Istanbul, the country's largest city. It is on lockdown. The two major bridges which span the Bosphorus River, connecting Europe and Asia, are both closed. There are tanks which are rolling down the street. Martial law has been imposed. Curfews. Gunfire has been heard, as well as military aircraft flying low over Istanbul, as well as in the nation's capital of Ankara. Now, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is actually on vacation in one of the coastal cities, and so he is not in the capital, nor is he in Istanbul. There is also a shutdown of social media, Twitter and Facebook, and that is why he's had to make a statement to the public using FaceTime and Skype. We also have come to know that flights out of Istanbul Airport have been either canceled or indefinitely delayed. So this is, for all intents and purposes, a military coup. But it's also important to recognize that this is not the first one that Turkey has had. This is probably the sixth coup in the last 56 years.
Yeah, since the time of Ataturk, the founder, in many ways, of modern Turkey, it seems like the military has seen itself as the guarantor of secular government and of, strangely enough, as it may seem, the constitution of Turkey. Can you talk about this, in some ways, self-appointed role of the Turkish military?
That's right. Mustafa Kemal, also known as Ataturk, the father of Turkey, had implemented various forms of reform, one of the major ones being in the area of secularism. Now, we don't know if that is the main plank that the military is trying to restore. President Erdogan has certainly moved over the last several years that he's been in power, moved Turkey into a more desecularized paradigm. But we find that after Ataturk's death in November of 1938, that the military has in fact then seen itself as the arbiter of Turkey, as well as the custodians of civilian forms of government. One of the things that's important to recognize is when there have been coups d'etat in Turkey, the military has really been reluctant to come in and impose martial law for any meaningful period of time. It has called for the dissolution of parliament, as well as a declaration for new elections. So it's going to be interesting to see if, with the current situation, if a similar call will be implemented.
Now, how does the U.S. respond? How does do NATO allies of Turkey respond? On the one hand, it's likely a military government would work better in some ways with the United States and the interests in counterterrorism operations. On the other hand, this is an elected government. I don't think anybody questions the elections that brought Erdogan to power. What position does this put the United States government in particular in?
Well, for the United States, of course, they're watching this with a great level of trepidation. Turkey, as you said, is a NATO ally, has been so since the inception of NATO after World War II. The United States has Incirlik Air Force Base in Turkey, which is a very important strategic military installation. One of the things that we have found in the periods of political volatility with Turkey, as well as with its political stability, is that its relationship with NATO, as well as its relationship with the United States, has remained steadfast. Now, there have been certain declines in the level of cooperation. We saw one, for example, in 2003 when the Bush administration was trying to use Turkey as a point of access to northern Iraq during the Second Gulf War, and the Turkish parliament declined the offer or the request that was made, but we have not found that it has had a very deleterious impact on the relationship, and it's doubtful that this will cause any kind of a rupture. And as you rightly said, there is a possibility that there are those within the military establishment behind this coup who already have ties to the Pentagon and Washington more broadly.
Talking to Saeed Khan from Wayne State University about the ongoing coup in Turkey. Not completely clear what's happening now. The outcome, of course, still uncertain. Saeed, Turkey, a key part of what's going on in the war against the Islamic State movement in Syria, in Iraq. What could this do? This could really throw that effort into disarray.
Well, right now, the kind of fluidity of what Turkey has been doing may, in fact, be the cause of this coup. It's important to recognize that over the last 2 weeks, President Erdogan has had a significant change in tack of Turkey's relationship with several of its regional neighbors. Over the last week, it has sought to restore rather fractious relationships with Israel as well as with Russia. And more recently, the revelation that there have been some back-channel conversations with the Assad regime, suggesting that Turkey is retracting from its insistence that Assad must go, which, of course, is a very prominent talking point for the Obama administration. It seems as though that kind of change in tack may be behind the military acting as it has because of this unpredictability of exactly what Erdogan is doing and the fact that he has, over the last several years, really consolidated power to create, ironically enough, an almost Putin-like state is a cause for consternation for the military. And again, one of the reasons why they have probably devised that enough is enough.
Now, when we talk about they, it's not completely clear, I think, how much of the military is involved. If this is a faction, as the prime minister has said, to contemplate, I guess, the worst-case scenario, could this tip Turkey into civil war? Could this be as bad as a Syria or an Iraq situation?
No, I think the idea of Turkey descending into Syria and or Iraq will not happen for a couple of reasons. First of all, Iraq and Syria had sectarian differences, which then were brought to the fore. Iraq being, of course, the situation between the Sunnis and the Shi'i, and similarly, in the case of Syria, a minority Alawite regime that was suppressing the Sunni majority there. Those demographics and those dynamics do not exist in Turkey. Turkey is still a very prosperous, economically, socially, and politically stable country. And it's also important to recognize that it was so even in the moments of political instability in its history. What we find here, though, is that there is inevitably going to be an economic impact. There's going to be a political impact, and factions are going to form. Those that are loyal to Erdogan, particularly those who like the trajectory that he has taken toward a less secularized climate, as well as economic prosperity. It's important to remember that in the first 10 years of his rule, Erdogan tripled the country's GDP. So there's a lot of people who are very invested in that. The kind of infrastructure development in Turkey is also quite high. At the same time, there are those people who feel as though he may have crossed the line toward becoming more of a megalomaniac and becoming too autocratic, especially when it comes to suppression of civil liberties, the threats to the journalism and social media sectors. So it's going to be interesting upon ideological grounds how this is going to play out. And again, if there is going to be new elections sooner rather than later, this is going to be played out of the ballot box instead of in the streets.
Saeed, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That's Saeed Khan, lecturer in Near East and Asian Studies at Wayne State University. He joined us to talk about the latest news of a military coup going on now in Turkey.